Dan's Drive and Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Episode 28, Minute 21. Well, if you remember correctly, Frankie and Sandy got their heads cut off and a head was placed in a fireplace as a fire is raging. And O'Malley got a call, go to 9 Sycamore Road. Sycamore Street, 9 Sycamore something or other. And he's heading there now.
Never forget the sight that met my eyes. Only a jealous lover or a crazed, betrayed wife or husband could have perpetrated such a horrendous act. The man's head was on the floor. A woman's head was in the fireplace. Meals were a problem. Mary ignored her.
Hey everyone, let's wrap about minute 21, shall we? Have a seat. The first half of the minute is O'Malley going to 9 Sycamore, and the second half is the Kents. I don't see the mom there, but it's the three kids, and the dad having a meal of ham and cheese. And yeah, it looks delish. Well, let's talk about the 9 Sycamore thing there. Apparently it is a house. I was terribly mistaken. And the thing is, I don't know Frankie's situation. I know he's dead now, he lives in the middle. I mean, the street we see, Sycamore Street, is a gorgeous sort of suburban street with these huge houses and all these spaces in between them. And there's some snow on the ground. And this is apparently where Frankie lives. I guess, I don't know if, he's living at home with his family, or you don't get any sense of what's up with him, home-wise. Maybe he lives in the attic, and that's what all those steps were. Maybe he lives in a guest house, but that doesn't make any sense because of the steps. See, that was sense and steps in one word. But it's just a weird sort of, again, to say that about Night to Dismember is you know the phrase I'm going to use. I've used it so many times so far, but I'm not going to say it this time. But it's clearly wherever it is he is isn't one of these huge houses. Unless it's not meant to be where... Unless just that's a random shot of a lovely suburban street, and it's not meant to be 9 Sycamore. But that seems like that would be like a road that would have a number 9 as opposed to numbers in the thousands or something like that. I mean, I used to live... when I first moved out to Los Angeles, I lived at... on Riverside and Drive, and it was something like, I think it was Riverside, and it was, my address was like 11,251 and a half Riverside Drive, and I had a friend who only lived sort of rurally, and like wherever she lived, you know, the numbers of her houses were 4 or 12, and she was just astounded. She said, wow, so it's such a long road that they went up to 12,000. And they didn't just give you a full number. You only have half a number. I was like, hey, that happens. And she never lived on 9 Sycamore. That was a little diversion we went on there. You know, we don't really do a lot of those on this sort of... We'll go diversion into the talking about Doris and such and her other movies occasionally, but never a diversion like that. So that was fun. Now, where was I? Well, the first thing you see the detective step into the room, and the moment he says, you know, what I saw then, I'll you know, never forget, it's instantly followed, and I'm looking at it now, and maybe I'll post this. You just get a shot of a blank wall. That's the first thing you see, is just a shot of a blank wall, and it's a little... I understand Doris is trying to fill up everything, but... And then immediately cuts to the detective sort of standing in front of like a cabinet or a wardrobe or something that we didn't actually see in the minute it's with Frankie and Sandy itself, and he looks down at the floor, and then you see that kind of he kind of leans down, and you see that kind of vague out of focus shot of Frankie's head with blood on it, and then you see as Chuck says on the commentary, and suddenly her head became a plastic head or something like that. Suddenly there's a plastic head in the fire. And yeah, he doesn't seem particularly broken up by it, O'Malley. He doesn't seem particularly shocked. But then the best thing is, right when he says, mentions that this, I think he calls it the horrendous act. He says, you know, only someone, a jealous lover, could have perpetrated this horrendous act. Her head was in the fireplace. And it's her. It's Sandy's head. I thought it was Frankie's last time. It immediately cuts from this horrendous act and the head in the fireplace to a close-up of like a chandelier overhead lighting fixture in Doris's dinette, and it zooms out from that, and suddenly the family is eating dinner. So it's like, it was the most horrendous thing I'd ever seen, but who cares? Ham and cheese. And I'm questioning the ham and cheese here, because what they do is, it looks like the mom has laid out on plates, just like, I mean, there's a big plate of cheese with like 12 slices of Swiss cheese on it, and there's a big plate of ham with like 6 or 7 slices of ham on it, and it just seems a little elaborate. I mean, when we used to have like ham and cheese, it would be, you know, we kind of go in the kitchen and there'd be a little, you know, one of them deli like plasticky little bags filled with cheese slices, and then there'd be the deli bag filled with whatever the meat was, and we'd have the bread there, and we'd just make it ourselves and then go sit down, rather than expecting mom to do a sort of lovely geometric layout of ham and cheese on plates. And O'Malley goes into a little less detail than maybe he should when he said, you know, meals were a problem, Mary ignored her, and then he just stops, and the rest of the minute is Vicky looking very bratty, almost, and she picks up, she, while everyone else is using forks to pick up the ham, which, I don't know, I use your hands, just use your hands. The ham gets all doodled up, you know, when you're grabbing at it with the fork. The slices are too thin. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go off on how the Kent family eats. What time of the day is it? Because we, so this is the, let's talk about that in a second. So, you see Vicky picks up a piece of ham and jams it into her mouth and kind of eats it, and at a close-up, and then it goes to the wide shot of the table, and then she's jamming the food in her mouth, and Mary's giving her a look like, really? What are you up to? Which doesn't actually seem like she's ignoring her that much, if she's giving her those looks. And I'm imagining Billy, we can only see the back of his head, is giving her the same look. So she's petulantly eating slices of ham. You don't hear that sentence used to describe a lot of movies. But, yeah, the movie kind of ends with her eating ham in a petulant manner. And the minute ends with that. And, yeah, I guess that's... because when O'Malley goes to Nine Sycamore, it's daytime. So presumably this is the... Well, that doesn't make any sense, does it? Because it's nighttime when... How long... Okay, I'll say this, and I'm going to say this, I'm going too long on this minute, I think, but, so, the head is put in the fireplace, and it starts to burn. When O'Malley shows up, the head is still in the same, more or less, it hasn't burned much more than it has been. So, presumably, the person who called from Frankie's place, and he went right over there, because the head isn't that much burned, but... It's the shot we see of the street. It's daytime. And Frankie and Sandy, previously it was nighttime. When he's creeping around and everything, it's nighttime. So, I mean, unless they get their big makeout sessions in first thing in the morning. And then apparently it's lunchtime at the Kent house. So, or is this meant to be just a random meal that they're having just to illustrate how meals are? Maybe there's not a timeline. But yeah, it's like the head would have been completely in... Yuck, the skin would have been gone and everything. It would have been down to bone, most likely, if it had been several hours from night to day. So how... I guess I don't need to get the timeline of this movie. I'm imagining since they are eating lunch, it is now the next day. So it's the day after Bloody October. So Maybe Mary's not ignoring you, Vicky. Maybe Mary's just sad because half her family got killed the day before. Does everyone remember Bloody October? I was told at the start of the movie that everyone in the community remembered Bloody October. You know what you're going to remember when all this is over and done? This music.
Now that's my dinette, isn't it? And
that's
see the Japanese
one,
garden?
Yes,
well,
right.
Of course.
And all they eat is cheese, right?
Ham, cheese, whatever.